R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits, that's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits, independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice, inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor, Nicki Minaj in a Teddy Riley, so grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby, side effects of core lupus, radio blast rise, from Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day, the side effect way, you're the highway, 30-minute in they cruise Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the Side Radio.
Hello world, welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I know you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, and for that, I thank you. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, by all means, follow me at I Am Psy. Also, go to Facebook and like the Psy Effect fan page, www.facebook.com/The Psy Effect. Tonight on the Psy Effect, I have a very special guest. Mr. David Sugarman. David is the CEO and founder of Sugar Time Inc., Miami's hybrid sports agency and management firm, established in October 2010 with the department's focus on asset management. Sugar Time officially expanded to a sports agency with Sugarman's NBPA and FIBA agent certificate in November 2012. Fueled by Sugarman's boundless motivation and supported by his extensive network, Sugar Time quickly ascended the ranks to merge as the elite agency. David Sugarman is affectionately known as Sugar by his friends and clients and is a financial guru, philanthropist, and a marksman for talent. And tonight on the Psy Effect Radio Show, David Sugarman will be joining me. So don't go nowhere. Stay locked because I'll be right back with Sugar.
Lupus has many symptoms. Yet a survey suggests that half of Americans living with lupus don't share all their symptoms with their doctor. They just put on a brave face. Over time, though, some symptoms may indicate organ damage, even the ones that don't feel like your lupus. Every symptom matters. And now on lupuscheck.com, there's a symptom checklist you can complete today and bring to your next appointment. Because ignoring symptoms won't help your lupus, but sharing them with your doctor.
Hey, this is John Witherspoon. Bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go to the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. Yeah, boy. You're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show. My new best friend, Mr. David Sugarman, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, David. Like I said earlier, off the record, I've been, you know, watching your work ethic and your grind, and I got to say, I respect everything that you're doing, and you look good doing it as well.
Thank you. It's that South Beach tan.
There it is. Got Miami written all over you.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting. We were saying offline earlier, it's, you know, it's nice when people like you notice, you know, the effort that I put in. It's a very, you know, difficult business that I started from, you know, the bottom, and it's not easy, you know, when people like you recognize the effort and have me on air, and, you know, it means a lot, because it takes somebody like you and your wonderful listeners to hear my story, right, hear what it's about, because it's your listeners that'll help me make the change in professional sports, which is educating the young. I think when I received the email from your network, or maybe it was from you, you know, my response was the minute I received it, you know, because again, it goes back, and I looked up your show, and I see the beautiful traction that you have, and, you know, you have a great, great listening audience, and, you know, I need people like you. It's, you know, God didn't put us together for no reason, so it's nice.
I believe in the power of the universe, and everything happens the way that it's supposed to.
It's not always easy, but that's what they say, right?
Yes. Now, David, let's talk about Sugar Time. Now, I know that you created the company Sugar Time, Inc. in 2010, the sport agency. Your background is finance. So tell me, how did you get into, you know, sport management, and how did all of that come about?
I'm going to give you a, you know, an, a slightly abridged version, because the story is really interesting. You know, I was a young kid that moved down to South Florida in March of 2002. I left New York City, you know, right after 9/11 for personal reasons, and I was working as a banker, you know, managing money for people. And as I started, you know, managing money, I met a guy. You're going to love this. I met a guy at the Delano in Miami who was the road manager for a group called New Edition.
Wow.
And, you know, that's, you know, I grew up loving BBD and Johnny
right.
Gale and Mike Bivens and all that jazz. And, you know, I started calling them, like, to be their financial advisor. Now, mind you, sugar didn't exist. There was no, I didn't have swag. I was like David from New Jersey, you know. It was like,
right.
I was a Jewish kid from New Jersey. And I met the NE guys, and I signed them to manage their money, and I got, you know, I got my confidence up, and I got my if you will, my swag on. And I started, because I said, I'm going to become, you know, at this point, New Edition was signed to Diddy's label, and I was like, look, you know, they're not happy there. That's public, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up something called Sugar Time Records and become going into the music business. So that's where Sugar Time, the name Sugar Time came from, was a play on my last name, Sugar Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fast forward, as a banker, I started, you know, going to golf events and met, you know, and doing business with guys like Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, you know, prominent athletes. And I kind of just got into the sports arena as a financial advisor, and recognizing that a lot of these athletes, your listeners have seen this, if they saw the 30 for 30 broke on ESPN, a lot of these athletes didn't have any money. And you know, I just, as a banker for 15 years, I said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make a difference. And I left as a vice president of Merrill Lynch and opened up Sugar Time Management, which was to take care of NBA, NFL, and whatever professional athlete. And 2 years later, became a certified agent with the NBAPA.
Wow. What a story. So
it's crazy.
You basically followed faith and fate. You know what I'm saying?
High rope, no net, right?
Yes. That's an amazing story. Now, how did you go about obtaining your very first sport client?
You know, my very first sport client. So, you know, I was living in Miami. I started making a couple dollars, and I started sponsoring golf charity events. And at these events, I would see the same guys. You're talking about 2006. So the Heat won the championship that year. I became super close with Shaq. And I started, you know, realizing that I can't make a difference in guys that have been in the league for, you know, 5 years. I'm going to go to universities, because I wasn't an agent at that point. And I was a financial advisor, and I'm going to talk to the next young football player that's coming out of wherever he's going to school and discuss, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you know, asset allocation, all that boring stuff. And it just, you know, somebody that went to Arizona introduced me to the star football player. Somebody that went to UCLA introduced me to the football player. Somebody that went to Syracuse. And I just started rolling like that. And at that point, you know, my Rolodex was real deep with, you know, with current athletes, you know, former all-stars, but they weren't taking me seriously as far as doing business. So I just started with the kids.
Can you describe what exactly an agent does for those that are unaware?
I try to do everything. I mean, a perfect example would be, you know, hypothetically, you're coming out of school as a senior or whatnot, and you want to go into the NBA, you know, my job is to really guide you, you know, in the right direction, you know, whether you go back to school, whether you leave school early, you know, make sure you're training properly, make sure you're eating properly, making sure you have a roof over your head, making sure your family's taken care of, and this is obviously after, you know, you leave school. Make sure your brokerage account is set up, bank account, you have disability insurance. I mean, I do everything.
Wow.
Really, really everything. And you know, what I do makes sense. And it's just, there's, like I said earlier, there's so many forces against doing the right thing. It's like,
right.
You know, you got CAA, you got Wasserman, you got, you know, got Jay-Z coming into the game. And, you know, you got people are sponges, you know, you got to give people the truth and really help these kids. And it's a lot of work.
What do you think that makes Sugar Time Inc. Sports Agency differ from other agencies? It seems like you put your heart, soul, and sweat into it. You know, it's not like the run-of-the-mill agency where, you know, some of them are just thinking about their percentage and how much they can get, and that's it. It seems like you put so much more into it.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's interesting because, you know, I think that dynamic's really changing. I think, you know, when I sit with parents, you know, certain agents are going to go into families and they'll have 45 NBA guys and 13 All-Stars and the sexy office in Los Angeles and all that. And you know, maybe that sells, but then you have to look at, you know, no disrespect to who the agent is, but then you have to look at their client list. And guys that have gone through the program, you know, through the NBA or NFL, and they're out of the league now, that have no money left, and they don't have any business ventures in place. So, you know, what's different? I think it's what you're hearing now is I'm really, really passionate about it. I care about my people, you know, more than you know. And unfortunately, it's a money game. You know, if I had X more millions of dollars to make this thing happen, I'd sign 10 first rounders this year, and it's that easy to make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a one man show.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Tell me this: how does the advising process differ from the player coming out of high school versus one that's graduating college? What is the difference between the advisement or the advice that you would provide for them?
Well, I mean, kids, you know, I'm obviously under, I have to follow the rules of the NBAPA as well as the NCAA. So kids that are in high school and whatnot, I only speak to if I'm a guest speaker. I don't really give advice on a one-to-one level, right, because I'd be violating the rules. But, you know, the comments are, go to school and, you know, put in your 4 years. Versus kids that are in school, and again, it's a very slippery slope because we have these rules that we have to follow. But
right. When
a kid's about to leave school or is an underclassman and just finished his, you know, last game in university, I want to see these kids go to school for 4 years. I mean, I had this conversation with my dad the other night, and it's, you have guys like Wiggins that went to Kansas who already said, I'm doing this year and I'm leaving.
Right.
But you know, Kansas wasn't built like that. Kansas was, you were going to Kansas back when I was a kid. You're doing 4 years. You're doing four years in Kansas, 4 years in Kentucky, 4 years in Syracuse, in all these universities. And unfortunately, now these kids have, you know, they want to leave early, and unfortunately, a bunch of them, it doesn't work out. They don't make it into the NBA. They go overseas, and they don't have a college degree. Some of them are only 1 year away.
Oh, man.
It's sad. I mean,
it is.
It's sad.
What does your normal day entail? What does Sugar do from when he gets up until he lies down at night? Or do you even sleep?
You want to keep this PG. So
I can edit, so, you know, keep it real. If it's not too bad, you know, I can fix it a little bit.
You know, from what does David Sugarman do from morning to night? You know, I am out of my bed at 4 o'clock every day.
Wow.
And that's at 4 a.m., and I have a very, very difficult time sleeping. My wife, it drives her crazy. I sleep with a Bluetooth in my ear. I'm on the phone every 30 minutes because I have kids that are overseas, and they're 7 to 9 hours ahead of me. So I have to take care of those guys. And from the minute I wake up, you know, currently when you speak with me now, I'm talking with you from New York City because we've expanded the brand from Miami to New York. So, it's meetings. It's a lot of this is meetings. A lot of it is me being out there promoting myself. If I have a nice, if I have a nice brand, it makes it easier to sell to the parents. Raising money, I'm doing, 18 hours a day, raising capital to keep this machine moving. And that's really it. It's the focusing on who we want to recruit, who we're targeting, what kids we're going to want to speak to, who's real, who's not. A lot of number crunching with my team. But it's our days are filled, and in my off hours, tonight, for example, I serve as a volunteer rescue, and I'll be riding the ambulance from 9 o'clock tonight till 5 a.m. and then back to being a sports agent in New York City tomorrow.
Oh, that's a mouthful. I'm exhausted just listening to it.
Just listening to it, yeah.
You know, with all that you do, where do you see yourself in the next, well, you as well as your company, in the next 5 to 10 years from now?
That's a great question. There's really two answers to that. I mean, the first answer is I have a lot of pressure from other agencies that love the business model that want me to go work for them. Which would basically put the Sugar Time brand out of business. So Sugar Time doesn't exist, but David Sugarman does exist, and now he works for a firm. And so those options are on the table all the time. Is that something I want to do? In my heart of hearts, the answer is no. It's really not something I want to do. But you need money to move, right?
Right.
You need big money to make this happen, and hence why I'm up in New York City is to get the capital to keep this thing going. So, if all goes as planned, in the next 5 years, I'll be the number one agent, less than that, in the world as far as it goes with the NBA.
Well, we're definitely going to put that in the universe.
Yeah, I think it'll. I really do. You know, I really do think it'll happen because we're on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I became a certified agent a year ago, November, and I signed 7 kids my first year out of Division I school.
Awesome.
And it's crazy. And we turned down another 20 clients because people love what we're doing. Yeah, because again, you know, each kid you take in is gonna run us at least $25,000 to train, feed.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of.
And you guys recoup that money back when they sign the contract, right? Is that how it works?
If my investors are listening, the answer is yes. Again, it doesn't always work out that way.
Right.
But it should work out that way. This isn't like, you know, we're going to put out $1 million year one and we're going to make $1 million back off of the kids that we sign. No.
Okay.
The kids that we sign, some will make it, some won't. We will lose money off of a bunch of those guys. They give us access to their universities this year, and then it just keeps it moving. It keeps it going and going and going, and eventually you get a couple first-round picks, you do the second and third contract, and then the agents make, you know, $15-20 million.
Okay.
So it's a real long process, and unfortunately most people don't get it. They think you get a kid, you sign them, and you get paid. It takes years.
Take years, okay. What are some of the criteria that you look at when looking to sign someone who's come out of college, or what are your criteria that you look at specifically?
I only look at one thing, and that's real. And this is, so there's a vetting process. We'll get X amount of guys that want to work with us. We'll be targeting, you know, first, second round picks. And Alex and Riaz, these guys work with me. They go through who we're going to go after, and then when I meet with them, it's all about energy. It's, you know, if you have a hat on and sunglasses and your earrings and you're playing that game, I'm the wrong dude to play that game with. So if that vibe is there, I'm not into it. But if it's somebody that's going to church on Sunday talking about their mom and dad, and we can look each other in the eye and have a real conversation,
right.
I don't care if they're a first round pick or they're going to Division III overseas. it doesn't, to me, it's, I want to help whoever I can help. Just because you're not LeBron James, it doesn't mean you didn't devote your entire life from the time you're 7 years old to playing basketball. And I will get you on a team, whether it's in Iceland, Greece, you know, anywhere in the world.
You know, you're Virgo, and we know when someone is full of crap. It only takes like a couple of seconds.
Do we ever.
Now, what else? I wanted to ask you, you mentioned something, you know, the politics of what you do. What are some of the politics that you totally dislike most about the industry?
I don't like being lied to. You know, it happens every day, but it's such a sleazy business. I was a Wall Street guy for 15 years, right? So people think Wall Street is, you know, there's a big hustle and so on and so forth. But the sports business is, it's very small. You have to recognize. In football, I think I'm pretty accurate here. I trust there's about 6,000 agents. And in the NBA, I trust there's 500. So it's a very, very small group. You're talking about going after guaranteed money, you know, off of these athletes because the NBA is guaranteed contracts. And it's very, you know, it's talking about this person behind their back. And I'm totally not into that. I run my business. I fly high. I'm out there. But it's just when that stuff goes on, it really does make me sick.
And what's some of the things that you absolutely love about the industry?
Just the thank you. You know, it's I can take a kid, and I think you actually had a gentleman on your show, Antoine Blake, correct?
Yes.
At
yes.
one point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Antoine's a perfect example of you know, again, I'm not his agent, but my agent partner for the NFL is his agent, and I, you know, essentially took Antoine. He came out of UTEP and one of the hardest working kids I've ever seen, and for him to get a job, his initial job was with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
You're talking about a kid that's never had any money that you just turned into a millionaire.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, it's and then to pick up that call and hear the kid crying, and I'm not saying Antoine was crying, but to hear the kid crying and, you know, to thank you, and then it's like, cool, all right, you're a millionaire. Now we need to start protecting you from yourself, from your family, protecting this money, really protecting everything and plan for the future. And I love that. You know, that's also why I do this volunteer as a rescue as much as 100 hours a month, because it's being able to help people and get that thank you.
David, you have an extensive background in finance. Can you tell us what advice do you provide your clients when it comes to their money?
I mean, it's very simple. I mean, and I'm gonna answer a question with asking you a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not supposed to do that, but watch how easy this is. if I were to give you $10,000 today, okay? I hand you $10,000, and you go to the ATM for 10 days, and every day you take out $1,000. What happens on the 10th day? You have no money left, right?
Right.
So that's how I start all my meetings.
Wow.
That's my advice, is you can't spend more than you make, and if you do, you're going to have a problem, then you can make it again, as many people do. But the ultimate is, you know, understand what your income is, what your outflow is, and being able to live within those means. You don't need a Bentley contract number one, you get a contract number two or contract number three, and it doesn't need to be new, it could be used. Those are things that we talk to the kids about. So the financial advisory part is really just listening and paying attention and being smart about it.
There's nothing like playing your ass off for years, and then, God forbid, you get injured and you retire and you are broke.
Well, you know how many guys, I don't know the answer to this, I just know of a bunch of them that play football in the NFL that are playing essentially with no insurance.
Oh, my God.
Right? So you got guys that'll tear an ACL, the career is over, they get cut by a team, and they have $30,000 in the bank. And they lose, no, and then they don't have the college degree and all that other fun stuff. So it's really about preparing these kids young. I told funny stories. I told Magic Johnson, who I wanted Magic to get involved with my firm. He couldn't, or he can't, because his relationship with the Dodgers and so on and so forth. And I basically said to Magic, I was like, if you go out there and endorse what I do, and I don't want your money, and God knows we need it, but I'm not coming to you for money, but if you go out there and endorse what we do, you will possibly win the Nobel Peace Prize. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, but I genuinely mean it, because you have, you know, somebody that could really be the diplomat for making a change. But that's kind of how my mindset is we got to start with the young kids. And after X amount of years, that business model will annuitize, and the norm won't be what the norm is now. See, I called ESPN, who I do radio with them all the time, and I was on their show the day after they did 30 for 30, which was titled Broke. I said, you guys did this wrong. People don't care that Michael Vick is broke. People don't care that Allen Iverson has no money. No, everyone, we've heard the story. The show should be titled Fixed. Right? What's the common denominator between these 90 athletes that you listed in the end? Why don't they have money? Now, your listeners could say they don't have money because they spend too much. They buy the house, they buy the car. Okay. But who do you hold accountable? You can't hold them accountable because they don't know any better.
Right.
The agents have, and again, this is just a David Sugarman opinion, we essentially should have some sort of fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we're not giving kids $20 million and saying sink or swim with it.
I'm an avid watcher of 30 for 30, and particularly the episode that you mentioned, Broke. And I'm sure, like myself and millions of others, wondered what in the heck happened. You know, first I'm thinking, okay, they must have not have had the proper people around them. Secondly, you know, I know sometimes athletes come with a huge ego, and if they did have the right people around them, did they not listen to the people, you know, that were advising them regarding their finances? I know that happens a lot. So, David, don't stop what you're doing. You're doing something right. You see a lot of smiling faces with your clients. So don't stop what you're doing. Kudos to you and everything you do. And I know for sure that your clients and their family appreciate everything.
That means so much. I thank you so much for that.
Because of your positive energy, you're gonna be blessed beyond. You know, you give, and that's the power of the universe. When we give, we get.
Not easy out there.
Without asking.
Yeah, not easy out there though.
No, it's not. It's not.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
You know,
so
you are appreciating. I'm sure the guys that are assigned to you appreciate and love you, and you continue to stay on the path that you're doing, and great things are going to happen. I know it.
God bless you. That means so that your words are so kind, and I thank you so much for your time. And anytime you want, you know, you want me to give you advice and talk about what's going on in our world, I'm always here for you.
Thank you, David. I so appreciate it. Now, before you go,
yes, ma'am.
Give everyone your cyber connections, how people can connect with you in cyber world, Twitter, website, all that good
stuff. I'm going to say something. I've never, before I called in, I said to myself, today is the first time I'm actually going to give out my social media, because I've never done that before. So I'm going to do it right now. My Instagram is very simple. It's titled Verified Sugar Time, one word. Instagram is Verified Sugar Time. The Twitter is at Miami Sugar, MiamiSugar. And our fan page on Facebook is titled Sugar Time Movement.
Awesome.
So it's all out there.
All right, my friend, again, I wish you much, much, much more success. Stay positive, and I hope to have you back on soon.
You most definitely will. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you all for hanging out with me on the Psy Effect Radio Show tonight. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, follow your girl at I Am Psy. Also, like the Psy Effect Radio Show fan page on Facebook under The Psy Effect. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Psy Effect Radio Show, email me at info@thepsyeffectradioshow.com. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.